This podcast is sponsored by For Such a Time as This by John O. A. Cree. Dive into the gripping true story of Standing Bear and the Ponca tribe's fight for justice during the Trail of Tears. Discover courage, resilience, and history brought to life. Get your copy today on Amazon.
Challenges facing Native American language, fluency, and cultural preservation. Explore the challenges Native American tribes face in language fluency and discover the resilience of Native American culture and heritage today. Why Native American language fluency faces challenges today? You ever think about how tricky it is to keep a language alive, especially when it's tied to generations of stories, culture, and identity? Native American language fluency faces some serious hurdles, and honestly, it's heartbreaking. It's something that not many folks really get into or talk about. But the reality is, most Native American tribes are fighting to preserve something that's slipping through their fingers. For centuries, Native American people were forced to abandon their languages. Schools, government policies, and even family pressures pushed many to speak only English. This wasn't just about communication, it was a deliberate effort to erase Native American culture and heritage. Language carries so much more than words. It holds history, worldview, and a connection to the land itself. Now, flash forward to today. A lot of Native American languages are classified as endangered or critically endangered. What makes it extra complicated is that these languages are often spoken in small communities, sometimes by mostly older generations. Kids might grow up in homes where English dominates, so they're less exposed to the native tongue, which means fluency can be rare or fading fast. Beyond just the number of speakers, there's a shortage of resources. Unlike Spanish or French, you won't find tons of apps, textbooks, or classrooms for many Native American languages. Schools on reservations or nearby don't always have funding or trained teachers to focus on language revitalization. Plus, learning a language that's been suppressed for so long takes more than just lessons. It requires community involvement and pride in that heritage. One hopeful thing is that the younger generations are starting to reclaim their native languages bit by bit. Social media groups, immersive programs, and language camps have popped up in response to the urgency, kind of like a cultural comeback. These efforts fuel Native American history and culture by connecting youth to their roots in a meaningful, living way. It's also important to recognize how much language affects identity. When a Native American person speaks their tribal language, they're not just communicating, they're carrying on traditions, expressing their worldview, and reinforcing their connection to ancestors. The loss of language can feel like losing a part of yourself. One inspiring resource that touches on these themes, especially about the resilience and spirit of Native American people, is the book For Such a Time as This. It shares powerful stories about embracing heritage and standing strong in today's world. If you're interested in learning more about the struggles and triumphs tied to Native American heritage, get your copy today. It's a great way to deepen your understanding of history and culture in a relatable, heartfelt format. If you're wondering how to support Native American language preservation, consider promoting educational programs, supporting Native artists and authors, or simply taking time to listen and learn from Native American communities. Every small step helps keep a language and its culture alive. In the end, preserving Native American language fluency isn't just about words. It's about honoring a vibrant heritage that's still here, still vital, and still fighting to be heard. And that's something worth celebrating and supporting.